Festivities in Ketchikan started at Revilla Junior Senior High School, Ketchikan's public alternative school. Graduates arrived in their families' vehicles. One by one, with masks covering their noses and mouths, they get out of the car. It's about a 100-yard walk with Principal Kurt Lindemann to a table set up in front of the school building. Families yell encouragement from rolled-down car windows as they watch their graduates pump their fists and take off their masks for a picture. Revilla is a small school serving what the state calls high-risk children. Only a couple of dozen seniors graduated this year. The students and staff are close-knit, says Lindemann. He says he wanted to give the occasion a personal touch.
We really wanted to have that, although it's somewhat limited, we wanted to still have that face-to-face. And that's why we settled on this model. And I don't want to get good at it, but I'm really happy with it so far.
For its graduation, Ketchikan High School, known locally as K-High, went another route.
They have endured the disappointments of sports seasons not completed, of music and art fests not attended, of missed time with friends, and of disrupted traditions.
That's Principal Jason House speaking during commencement via YouTube on Sunday. House was joined by four student speakers, each apparently filmed separately. Hometown Outer Banks star Rudy Ponko gave his own address, as did Alaska Airlines executive and K-High grad Scott Haberstad. Filmed during the final weeks that class was in session, students walked across the stage in Ketchikan High School's auditorium alone, holding their diplomas. But the real show took place the day before. On Saturday, hundreds of people gathered along Ketchikan's downtown cruise ship berths for a parent-organized graduation parade with K-High and Revilla grads. The state ferry Columbia marked the occasion with its horn. Graduating senior Christopher Polly said he was glad to have an opportunity for everyone to come together.
Ever since this pandemic started, everyone's been panicking about what we're going to do for graduation, if we're ever going to have prom. Thankfully, we figured all that out.
He says he's headed to Phoenix, Arizona to study physical education at Grand Canyon State University. Gabrielle Perro is also hoping to study PE. She says she's headed for Central Washington University, but she says she's going to miss Ketchikan's small town feel.
One person has a bad day, we got a bunch of people to back us up. I'm going to miss that, especially because K-High is so friendly and everyone just picks each other up. If I'm crying in the commons, someone's going to come and pick me up.
Perro says she's hoping to teach both PE and English to high schoolers.
I'm going to be like Coach Stock because he's my idol.
That's a reference to basketball coach Eric Stockhausen. Hundreds of people watched the half-mile parade, most without face coverings. It's the largest public event in Ketchikan since the coronavirus pandemic upended everyday life in Alaska. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.